Peter Burns, Katie George here, 23% approval rating, filling in for the Dan Le Batard Show. Remember, all guests here on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. And soccer is back, kind of, unless you're FC Dallas and you're not playing. But it's back on ESPN Plus, at least. FA Cup, MLS, Serie A, plus original series, exclusive studio shows, all the 30 for 30 library. You can stream soccer from the best leagues and tournaments around the world, all in HD, all in your favorite devices. The beautiful game lives on ESPN Plus. Sign up today at ESPNplus.com or the ESPN app. Katie George, SportsCenter update. Let's roll.
Well, the NHL and the NHL Players Association have reached a tentative agreement on a return-to-play plan to restart the 2019-20 season and a memorandum of understanding that adds another 4 years to the term of the current collective bargaining agreement. Both sides now must vote to ratify. Dwight Howard said on CNN Tonight with Don Lemon that he will be joining the Lakers for the NBA restart in Orlando. For all the latest headlines and information, tune into SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
You can follow her on Twitter, Katie_George05, myself at Peter Burns ESPN. The thing that I liked about growing up is I always wanted to work in sports radio, Katie. I always wanted to do it. Always wanted to be part. And when you grow up, you want to do something. Like I played collegiate golf, but I was the world's worst bunker player, so I wasn't ever going to play on a high level. Then I thought, you know what? All right. I won a radio contest one day back in 2002, and I'm like, I want to be on ESPN radio. I want to do this, I want to do that, right? And I realized that ESPN only hires the best of the best, and they do their hard work. They understand every part, every little nuance, and they're always great at their takes. For instance, let's go back and listen to Stu Gotts have his unbelievable, I mean, just spot on, talking about like Nostradamus stuff type here, about Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes. Let's go back. Stu Gotts, what do you got?
Go ahead, Andy Reid. I dare you to go 14-2 and allow Alex Smith to leave Arrowhead Stadium, to leave Kansas City. Go ahead, I dare you. Because of Patrick Mahomes. Oh. Because you think you could turn Patrick Mahomes into something that Alex Smith is not. Alex Smith is a very good quarterback. The audacity. First off, to do this to Alex Smith, who's been very good and loyal to Andy Reid and won him a lot of football games, to dangle Patrick Mahomes out there because Andy Reid thinks he's some sort of quarterback whisperer, which he is not.
Only the best in the business, folks. And only the best in the business that would do that, Katie George. Spot on from Stu Gotts. But it doesn't stop there. Mike Golic, your thoughts on Patrick Mahomes, sir?
If you're going to be all in on a young quarterback like Pat Mahomes, a guy who's done nothing. Now, could you imagine? And you know, listen, he's going to struggle. Pat Mahomes did not play his rookie year at barely at all. There is no chance on God's green earth he comes in next year and lights it up. He is going to struggle, and there's something amazing to me about the fact that you have a chief team that can win now, that you're going to go now to a young quarterback. I'm a little surprised.
I say it tongue in cheek, but it is two pretty solid freezing cold takes there from our boys Golic and Stu Gotts.
Looking back though, they easily could have been right. Let's take it from that vantage point. Like, he was unproven. Nobody knew what was gonna happen, and then boom, he blew up, and now they look stupid or idiotic for making such strong takes. Like, at that point they were 14-2.
Wait, hold on.
Alex Smith was really good.
Worst take. Tony, get in here. Worst take. Is it Golic's take on Mahomes, or is it going to be Stu Gotts' take on Mahomes?
I'll keep up for Stu Gotts because Golic's is way worse. Golic says he's going to struggle. Stu Gotts is a little bit more ambivalent when it comes to, okay, yeah, you're going to switch him out for Alex Smith. You know, he's Patrick Mahomes. What has he done? But Golic went out and said he's going to struggle next year, and I think he put up like 50 touchdowns.
But okay. Stu Gotts said, I dare you. I dare you.
I dare you.
I dare you, Andy
Again,
Reid.
If you missed it, Katie George, Peter Burns here, hosting the Dan Le Batard Show. Let's re-rack the Stu Gotts thing one more time, because just I want you to hear the vitriol in which he says the word Patrick Mahomes the second time. Not the first time, but the second time. Re-rack it. Let's go.
Go ahead, Andy Reid. I dare you to go 14-2 and allow Alex Smith to leave Arrowhead Stadium, to leave Kansas City. Go ahead, I dare you. Because of Patrick Mahomes. Oh. Because you think you could turn Patrick Mahomes into something that Alex Smith is not. Alex Smith is a very good quarterback.
Okay, shut
the audacity.
Down. Now,
first
I
off,
will,
to do this to Alex Smith,
this.
Who's been very good and loyal to Andy Reid,
right,
and won him.
Spencer. So, did Dan try to save Stu Gotts from this take? Am I hearing that correctly? Because if in the first 5 seconds of it, do you not hear Le'Batard go, oh no? Like, he knew that a bad decision was being made at some point, and he tried to back away from them. I wasn't in the room. I mean, when you guys heard this, is this fair, Chris? I mean, is this a proper way of saying it, that Dan tried to save Stugatz from this take?
I'd like to hear the first 5 seconds again, because honestly, I don't remember. Let me hear it, Spencer.
Okay.
Andy Reid. I dare you to go 14-2 and allow Alex Smith to leave Arrowhead.
There it is, right there. That's the voice. Zapruder filmed this. Is that Dan going, oh no, and backing away, knowing
Tony's,
that Stugatz?
Tony's shaking his head. Tony, what happened? Do you remember the day?
Yeah. Dan tries to get in there and save Stugatz from himself, as he usually tries to do, and then Stugatz just completely steamrolls through and does not listen to Dan.
He's like, Stugatz
is...
Go ahead, Chris.
Stugatz is definitely worse than Golic's, because he's not only going after Mahomes, he's going after Andy Reid, who has now been proven to be even more of a great coach. The only person he's sticking up for there is Alex Smith. So Stugatz is the big loser here.
To be fair, guys, I think we are good fill-ins for these two, because I try to help Peter Burns out of these crazy takes as well, and he just steamrolls and continues on. And so I'm the one saying, oh no, oh boy, oh, where are we going now? Where it's a sinking ship. Okay, it's a train wreck, as somebody said on Twitter. Sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes
23% of the time. By the way, Ryan Cortez is in here yesterday and put this up about the worst takes ever given on the Le'Batard show. And I'm told that his "I dare Andy Reid to replace Alex Smith with Mahomes" Stugatz take was not number one. Billy, do you have that list? Have you seen the list of the worst sports takes here, or worst takes at all? Because coming in at number two was Stugatz saying, "I dare Andy Reid to replace Alex Smith with Mahomes." Number three was Stugatz saying, "The Miami Heat have failed Dwayne Wade." Number four was Le'Batard himself saying, "The Lions are going to be pretty good this year." They actually went 0-16. But number one on that list was what? What exactly was it?
Comes from
number
Chris.
One, according to Ryan Cortez, was Chris Cody's take that you can't put raisins in picadillo.
Well, no, I said that you can put raisins in picadillo, and all I said was one night I made homemade picadillo and I put raisins in it. And, you know, we have a lot of Cubans that are affiliated with our show, and they got very offended by this when I was proven to be right, because we reached out to many Cuban restaurants and many of them put raisins in their picadillo, but Ryan Cortez has always hung on
to
this.
Did you just drop a, I know many Cubans? Is that what you just did? Like, I'm friends with a lot of Cubans. I can say this. I feel like that's where you went, Chris.
No, I went that I work with a lot of Cubans, so I got judged by Jorge Sedano, Ryan Cortez, Billy, Tony. Everyone was criticizing me, and then we called all these Cuban restaurants and they're like, yeah, we put raisins in our picadillo. So Billy, go ahead, Billy. What
the major hole in his argument was, I work with a lot of Cubans, while he was arguing with the Cubans about it, who he worked with.
But then all I said was, I don't know this. I looked up a recipe and it had it in it, and I was like, maybe it's a weird thing. But then we called Cuban restaurants and they all seemed to have a thing with raisins. So like, I was not fully wrong on this.
Yes, Roy.
Who created that recipe, Chris? Do you remember?
I don't know, Roy. It was probably
like Ina Garten or something?
Thank you.
You Cuban-splained. I didn't know Cuban-splaining was a thing, but
I'm
feel like you had Cuban-splained.
I'm more offended by take number five, Chris, that ribs are overrated.
Well, that couldn't have been a take. That couldn't have been. Had to be said in jest of the bad.
No, I said that, and I stand by it, because of all the barbecue dishes, I'm going brisket, pulled pork, whatever other barbecue stuff there are. Ribs are just low on the list for me. I'm sorry. It's a personal preference.
Chris is sneakily becoming an all-star on the list of bad takes, because also on his resume is he's cool with just leaving shopping carts thrown in the middle of parking lots because someone has to come pick them up.
No,
and I think yesterday... I think yesterday he told people to have their dogs get over the fact that they're afraid of fireworks.
No, so. What I said was is that everyone is worried about their dogs with fireworks. And I get it if your dog's a puppy, but if your dog's 10 years old, it should know by this point that the fireworks are not going to hurt him.
Chris, I feel strongly about this because I used to be that a-hole who left their shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot.
Who does that? Are you a serial
killer? Anymore. Now I am diligent. What kind of scum of the earth leave their shopping cart in the middle of people's parking spaces right on the corner where you can't pull your car in? There are actual places for you to drop off your shopping cart. And you're just going to leave it out for free-for-all?
I'll put it into the, you know, the crate thing out in the parking lot if that's available to me. But if it's not available to me and I'm parked very far away, I'm just going to put it safely in the parking
spot. Mute your mic. Chris, you're not helping.
I need to finish this. Everyone loves to
help himself out of this.
Everybody loves to have this take and make me feel like a jerk. But I see so many shopping carts in the parking lot. Okay, you're out there. I'm just the one that's willing to admit that I do it.
Bonus points for admitting you're a horrible human being? Like, the fact that you're admitting that you're a horrible scum of the earth for leaving shopping carts, you want me to, therefore, this whole collective group, to give you bonus points for going, thank you for admitting you're just a horrible human?
I think we found our poll. I think we found today's poll. We need to know how many people leave their shopping carts just in a free-for-all. Out in the parking lot. You know, someone's job is to go around and pick all those up?
Bigger
exactly.
number.
Exactly. Job security. Job security.
Oh, my gosh. Give me there the advanced auto parts. I need
You're
to get to this
You're making it
read.
Worse.
Welcome back, Levitard Show. With Stu Gatz. No Levitard, no Stu Gatz. Peter Burns, Katie George here. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out how they can help you save hundreds in your car insurance. This tweet comes in from Alex Hernandez, says, at Katie_George05 and at Peter Burns ESPN, it's Levitard Show vacation week yet Tuesday, and Cody is getting absolutely destroyed. Hashtag on brand. And Tyler is also in here saying, guys, when you replayed Stu Gatz's clip, it's not Dan actually trying to save Stu Gatz from his take. It was Stu Gatz saying, oh no, about his own take he knows he's about to get ripped for. So glad that we went full Zapruder film on that. Before we get into the Patrick Mahomes story, Katie, how should we reword the poll question for today on the Levitard Show poll? I don't think it should just be as simple as Chris, a horrible human being. I think that's too simple, but it needs to be about shopping carts.
Too simple. Okay, yeah, I thought we were going to go harsh, but I think it should say, is it okay or is it cool to leave your shopping cart in the middle of a parking lot?
Chris, is that fair wording? I don't want to bias the question here on the poll. Are you comfortable with that in defending your take of how shopping carts should just be left in the middle of parking space?
I'm good with any of it. You guys have your fun. I know my truth. I know that I'm a good person.
Oh my gosh! I know
and
my
I know
truth.
That I'm creating jobs. I'm a job creator. I keep people working. Okay. And it's just I'm gonna do my part, and I'm not backing off this. So yeah,
it's like the tried and true statement when people are like, I know deep down I'm not a racist. I know I know a lot of racist things, but not deep down I'm not a racist. Billy, how have you actually worded the poll question here for Levitard Show?
I'm going to put out, is it cool to leave your shopping cart in the middle of a parking lot?
Okay.
Beautiful.
What do we figure, real quick, over and under, Katie? What do you figure the actual poll results are going to be?
I'm hoping it's like 80-20, 70-30, and people actually take their shopping cart and put it in the actual slots that are given. But I, too, agree with Chris that there are a lot of shopping carts that are not in their proper homes. When I go to Kroger or whatever grocery store or Target or Home Depot or whatever store.
Yes. There is a surprising amount of that of bad human beings like Chris Cody. Yes, Billy, you had something.
Well, Katie also said that she's a reformed shopping cart lever outer herself. So maybe this poll will be affected by people who haven't seen the light yet, or maybe because this is an anonymous poll, people will feel like they could be more open and honest, and they won't just say the thing that Chris is saying that we want to hear.
Okay, perfect. So it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. I need to know this now, especially in a paid segment, because it's perfect. Straight Talk, how did you become a reformed parking, shopping cart, parker, whatever, however the hell you want to call it, Katie?
Well, I used to be one of those members of society that was scum of the earth. And I used to just drop my cart right next to my car because that was convenient, right? And I didn't have to make the extra effort on behalf of somebody else. And it was brought to my attention when I did this terrible deed. I got in the car and my boyfriend said, "Are you one of those people?" This was like early on in the honeymoon stage, if
Wait,
you
current
will.
Boyfriend or
current boyfriend.
Okay, current.
And
okay.
He said, "Are you one of those people?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he was like, "You literally just put your cart right there. Like, how awful of a human being do you need to?" And like, really chastised me. And then rather than like fighting him on it and ensuing an argument, I took a hard look in the mirror, Peter. And I thought, wow, you are a bad person. Like, somebody has to come around and get all of these carts, which, yes, Chris, I understand there's a person who actually has a job for that, but it makes it more difficult on them when they could actually just go to the little slots where they're all supposed to be lined up and their job is made so much easier. So from that day forward, I pledged that I would always take my shopping cart and make the extra effort, even if I parked super far away because the place was packed. I take it all the way over. And you know what I also do sometimes? I rearrange it and make sure they're in a straight line, and I'll even grab somebody else's that they
left.
Look
at you. One step further.
Talk about reform. This should be an example, everyone, that you can have a really strong belief in something and you can change. You can change for the better. And that's what I did. And now I'm trying to change and civilize Chris. Right
yes,
now.
Scum. Yes, scum, Chris.
Now, sometimes what I'll do, if I see the cart guy out there, cart woman, pushing the carts, what I'll do is I won't leave it by my car. I'll see them coming, and I'll kind of hit them like a receiver going across the middle, and I'll slide my cart, like leading them.
Oh, my gosh.
And like I'll slide my cart to them as they're like doing their job, so I make it easier for them. How about
that? Do you at least say thank you or like, "Hey, go long"?
I was like, no, I say you're welcome. Because like I'm helping them, I'm just like, "Here you go, you're welcome," and then, like, I released it to them.
Yeah, hey, thanks. Hey, I'm keeping you employed, cart boy. Come get your cart.
Oh
no,
gosh.
I don't think so.
You're welcome.
Around the horn here, Katie George, Patrick Mahomes. Does he bring the cart back? Is he a cart guy? Like, brings the cart shopping cart back properly?
Absolutely. Knowing his personality, he's a guy that takes it and puts it in the proper slot. I'll do you one further. Bryson DeChambeau. Does he take his cart back?
That's a good one. Bryson. I feel like Bryson has never gone to a grocery store in his life. I feel like he's online order from GNC my protein shakes, and like he's maximized his time and efficiency in a spreadsheet because he's a weird scientist like that. And he's like, "I've calculated the amount of time it takes me to go to a Publix. I'm just not doing it." So I'm going to say actually a no decision on that one. Yes, Billy.
I think Patrick Mahomes, he seems to me like, depending on how much free time he has, he may do a quick lap around the parking lot and collect carts and take them all in. You know? All
right? I feel like that's why we're all so happy for him. I feel like he makes the right choices. Like, that's why everybody sees this $450 million deal and everybody's like, Patrick Mahomes seems like the anti-Chris Cody. Like, he would do the right thing when no one's looking. I think that's fair.
Chris keeps raising his hand to speak because he has to add. I think we just, as the teacher or professor in the room, just like
just
keep overlooking
like
it. You know, like we see you, but we don't, you know, and just keep turning away. I think that's what should happen from here on out.
Jay Cutler.
Oh,
collectively,
gosh.
Katie George. Jay Cutler, does he leave his shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot? I kind of feel like
I think he does. I mean, we are charging people with some serious things right now. This is a serious charge.
It is.
Like,
well,
Bryson DeChambeau might call in and be like, "Katie, I was going to say something that probably isn't appropriate for air," but he probably wouldn't be happy about that charge.
Chris, you want to get way in here and bury yourself even
deeper? I was actually going to say, I feel like Bryce Harper is like that too. What are we doing with Bryces and Brysons? Like, I feel like Bryce Harper fits that look of someone who's not returning their shopping cart.
I kind of think Bryce Harper would do it just for like the actual workout part of it. Like, I feel like Bryce would try, like, he would be the guy that would pick up the shopping cart and do like two curls with it, because just be like, "Hey, listen, I'm in the gym. This is like, I'm trying to get a little extra work in."
Well, does Dan Le Batard seem like the person who takes his cart back?
Oh.
He has somebody, he has someone on his payroll that puts the cart back for him.
Job security.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike Ryan, our executive producer, he's like just always with him and puts his carts back.
Stu Gotts, is Stu Gotts a person who takes his cart back?
I don't think Stu Gotts is shaking
their heads at the same time.
I don't think Stu Gotts.
Billy at least gave him like, I don't know.
I can see him.
What about this? Actually, I just thought of something. Would this be better? Because you know how when you're, at least I have Publix down by me. When I'm done checking out, you always have the bag person who says, would you like me to take your card out with you? I always say no to that. Am I a better person if I say, yes, come with me, put my groceries in my car for me and then take the cart back? Like, I feel like I'm saving that person from, like, letting them stay inside and continue packing groceries, and I bring my cart out, and then, you know, whatever I do with it from there is whatever.
I didn't know that.
Stu Gotts strikes me more as the guy who is somehow walking in the store with a shopping cart from another store, and then he looks around, and he's like, how did I get this red shopping cart when everyone else's is metal?
I would say that because I think it one step further, Billy. I think you're onto something. Stu Gotts is the kind of person that reminds me of if you went to his house, you would look in his garage, and there's a shopping cart there, and you're like, What happened here? And he's like, I got to be honest with you. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. It was closed. There was a shopping cart. I kind of rescued it. And I just thought, hey, I might need this shopping cart at some point. I think that could happen, Katie.
I'm just still floored that they actually offered to take your groceries out with you. Like, that is not a luxury that exists in Kentucky. Like, it's every man for themselves. Once it's bagged, you are on your own. What a luxury you guys have down in Florida and Miami.
But everyone says no, though. Like, it's one of those things that they always offer, but you never take them up on it. They're always like, can we bring your groceries out for you? And you're just like, no.
I don't know if that nice decision cancels out the wrong that you're committing by leaving your cart wherever you please. Like, I don't think you're canceling it out.
Collectively,
personally.
Can we all agree? Yes, Billy. Yes.
Well, if they take it out with you, then they can walk the cart back. And instead, Chris is like, no, you stay here. I'm going to leave this cart. And then when I'm done, you can come outside and get the cart and walk back yourself.
Can we collectively agree that this needs to be a Wonderlic test for anybody that's going to be draftable in the next year's NFL draft? That, like, how do you feel about after you go shopping? Do you go shopping? Yes. Okay. When you do you take the parking? Do you take your shopping cart back and actually put it back? Like, I kind of need to know that. Although, are the athletes savvy enough to understand that they're being trapped in that question?
I'm drafting the person that leaves their card out there because they're being honest with me. And they're not just telling me what I want to hear in an interview.
The Cleveland Browns of this show. Chris Cody, everybody. Peter Burns, Katie George. Follow us on Twitter at Peter Burns ESPN. Follow her on Twitter at Katie_George05. Yes, Katie?
Something serious just happened on Twitter. Bruce in Sales, who's... handle is Stu Gotts Army 790. He just tweeted in a picture of a t-shirt that says, testicular ultrasounds are beneficial and uncomfortable while getting complimented while he's holding your balls. And now I'm scared because I actually was the person who created that terribly sentenced structure there.
Well done. Now you can get the celebratory t-shirt on it.
Do you think I should?
Kind of have to at this point. Peter Burns, Katie George here on the Dan Le Batard Show this week. And remember, all guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. We're going to be joined by Louisville head coach Scott Satterfield here in a couple of minutes. Remember, UFC heads to Fight Island for a triple header. UFC 251. Don't want to miss it. Exclusively available on ESPN Plus. Subscribers for $64.99. Visit ESPNplus.com/PPV for more details. Katie George, SportsCenter update. Let's go.
Well, Pete, the NHL and the NHL Players Association have reached a tentative agreement on a return-to-play plan to restart the 2019-20 season and a memorandum of understanding that adds another 4 years to the term of the current collective bargaining agreement. Both sides now must vote to ratify. Dwight Howard said on CNN Tonight with Don Lemon that he will be joining the Lakers for the NBA restart in Orlando. For all the latest headlines and information, tune into SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
You can follow her on Twitter at Katie_George05, myself at Peter Burns ESPN. Billy, poll results coming in right now. We've asked the question, is it ever okay to leave your shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot in the grocery store? What are the poll results right now? Down to my drop.
It's
got to
be
Billy.
High.
It's called a mute button. You just hit it. There you go. Don't go full Cody on me.
Jeez.
Okay.
It's not looking good for Chris. So is it cool to ever leave your shopping cart in the middle of a parking lot? 91.9% of the audience said no.
Okay.
91%.
I approved of that poll, but I feel like in the middle of the parking lot is a misrepresentation. I feel like I should have maybe spoke up and said, you know, what if you leave it politely in front of your car, not affecting anyone's traffic?
I feel like that's even, I got to be honest with you, I feel like that's even worse in the fact that you made a small amount of effort to at least try to bring the shopping cart back as opposed to doing the full thing. Like, you just half-assed it, Katie.
Pete, you're heavy in the SEC. Which coach, I don't want to put you on the spot here, which coach absolutely takes his shopping cart back to its natural place and makes it easier for the clerk working? Which coach do you think leaves it in the middle like Chris?
I got to be honest. I think Ogeron is just a – I think Ed Ogeron absolutely does it and would be just like – and I think also Nick Saban does it as well too because it's part of the shopping process. I feel like Nick would do that.
Being taking it back to its actual slot. Okay.
I feel like Lane Kiffin would probably be the guy that does not. I feel like Lane would just kind of shop. And I feel like Lane not only just doesn't just leave the shopping cart in the middle, he like just let it coast. Like he just like he puts the groceries there and just shuts the trunk, walks out, and just pushes it and then backs away. I think that's my take on Lane Kiffin on it. Yes, Billy.
Now, in the next phase of the shopping experience, Ed Orgeron seems to me like the guy who, when he gets home, loads his arms up with the shopping bag make sure he gets everything out in one trip.
There's zero doubt. I mean,
don't we all do that?
Every person. That is the world record. I guarantee you there has been at least 700 injuries in the last year of people trying to take one more shopping bag to the actual home, so you only have to make one trip than ever before. Ligaments have been torn. I don't think that there's a doubt about that.
Are you allowed to do a second poll on the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gotts? Because that would be the next poll, in my opinion. Like, who takes more than one trip to get their groceries from their car to the refrigerator and their pantries? Like, I need to know that.
We might have to do a poll to see if it's okay to even have a second poll here. All right, we got a break because we are getting ready to have Scott Satterfield, Louisville head coach. Some huge question marks coming up right now on whether or not we will play college football in the fall and on time. Peter Burns, Katie George, in for Le Batard all week long. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. And it's time to see who got it done, brought to you by Grainger. Today is the anniversary. 1 year ago today, U.S. women's national team defeated Netherlands 2-0. FIFA Women's World Cup final. Megan Rapinoe, squad's first goal in the 61st minute, player of the match. And as you get back to business, Grainger is there to help with supplies and solutions for every industry, safety recovery guides, 24/7 support, and more. Visit Grainger.com/recovery. Unbelievable recovery Louisville football has made over the last couple of years, partially because of this man, Scott Satterfield, the head coach, joining us right now here on the Le Batard Show. Scott, as we look forward and we see all these positive tests that are flowing up, what's your current feel that when September the 5th rolls around, this first week of September, we're playing ball?
I have no idea. I mean, that's the honest answer. I mean, obviously we want to play, and we're doing everything we can to try to make that happen on doing our part. But really have no idea what's going to happen.
Scott, how have your athletes been feeling about this whole process? Louisville's done a really nice job. They haven't had to shut down voluntary workouts in terms of your program, but we did just see that the men's basketball program is shutting down because of a couple positive COVID cases. How have you guys managed and navigated through this uncertain time?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, our staff has done a really good job, but even, you know, I'm going back 2 months ago when we were trying to plan out how we were going to, you know, return to working out, and Matt Summers, our trainer, and Coach Mike, our strength coach, man, these guys have done a great job with their plan. We've done it in phases of trying to bring our guys back, and to our guys' credit, they've done a really good job as well. So we've tested, you know, several times with our guys, and, you know, everything's been looking good for us. So, you know, it's just, I don't think really anybody knows much about this virus and how, you know, we've learning every day about it. And so, you know, our guys have done a good job with it. And so we're trying to do everything we can to keep our guys safe and all the precautionary things that we can do. And so, you know, we're just taking it one day at a time as well.
What day do you feel like you guys are going to have to make a decision, whether it be the ACC or whether it be Louisville, and whether or not to start on time?
Well, you know, I think right now things change daily. You know, I think we're hearing about, you know, the Ivy League here maybe making a decision to push things back, potentially other leagues. You know, and really for us, again, we're taking it day by day. We're trying to do the things we can do in order to make this season happen. If things change, if they want to push back, and obviously we'll have to adjust with that. You know, the NCAA came out with a 6-week return to play model that for us starts the week of July 20th. So that's here in a couple of weeks. You know, so, you know, we'll just kind of see how it goes. I think for us, we've got majority of our team here that are training now. And, you know, so we'll get ourselves ready to go if in fact the season does go on as planned. It's just a day-by-day thing.
Sorry for interrupting. You mentioned that 6-week time period of starting to practice with the entire group. We've heard from different coaches that they're, you know, thinking of all different angles of trying to make things different, like not allowing quarterbacks to room together on the road if the season plays, cross-training corners and safeties at wide receiver and vice versa, not letting ones go against the twos, because what if you have your starting tackle, you know, infect the guy across from him? What kind of different ideas are you and your staff talking about of when you actually are allowed to have full practices with your guys?
Well, we've kind of run a bunch of different scenarios of how we think we can do it the safest way. And I think, you know, all those things you just mentioned, we've talked about all those things. You know, we've even talked about, you know, doing split squad practices where you're, you know, maybe ones and threes, twos and fours, and splitting the practices up. So you're basically trying to eliminate, you know, the contact that would be around each other in case somebody does come down with it, you know, so you're not missing out on the other guys as well that with the contact tracing. So I think that's basically what it comes down to. So, and then you mentioned, you know, trying to have guys maybe learn some other positions. I think that's going to be critical as well. Some of these things that we've done in the springtime, just in years past where you know, a guy may play a little bit at DB, may play a little bit at receiver, and you kind of see, you know, where he plays the best. I mean, that may be some things that you look at this fall. I think critical positions in football, really, obviously quarterback, I think, is one. And then I think center, you know, up front, offensive line-wise. If you don't have a guy that can snap the ball, then it's going to be a long day. So you better have some other guys that can snap the ball. So I think those two positions are two critical positions in order to train some other people in those spots.
Fascinating. We're talking to Scott Satterfield, the head coach over at Louisville, about saying, hey, listen, preparing guys for different things. So with that being said, it all comes down to recruiting. So very important question and debate we've had here on the Levitard Show. Would you ever recruit a kid if you found out when he goes shopping, he does not return his shopping cart in the parking lot?
Oh, my God.
Well, that may be a sign that he doesn't do things like it needs to be done. So you'd like to have guys that do return the cart, I think.
Scott?
Right? I mean, maybe that's a question that we need to ask people. Yep.
I think it is. Do you return your shopping cart when you leave the Kroger mm-hmm. here in Louisville and put it in its rightful spot?
I do. I absolutely return the cart. You know, sometimes not all the way back to the store, sometimes in the area that's in the parking lot where, you know, they stack them up, but I do return it.
Okay, that is fair. Have you ever grabbed an additional cart on top of your own cart as well?
I don't think so.
We're just trying to figure out.
He stays in line. Scott, one last question for you. We're seeing some campuses say that they're not going to have their student body come back to campus in the fall, that they're going to stick to online courses. If that were to happen at Louisville or any ACC school, do you still think that it's right to have student athletes on campus to continue to play their sport?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I think, you know, if it's, we can do it in a safe manner or, you know, and do things the right way, then I think, yes. You know, if we're putting our guys in harm's way and we don't see that it's going to be safe enough to do it that way, then no. I think, so I just really think it comes down to the safety and, you know, sure, what we're doing with our student athletes and our staff.
I will tell you this, you've hit the ground running there in Louisville. They're in a better place, not only because you drop off those shopping carts, but because of your leadership on the field. Just stop beating SEC teams in bowl games, Scott. Hey, we got to roll up against the break. Scott Satterfield, head coach over at Louisville, thank you for joining
thank
us
you.
Here. Peter Burns, Katie George, more coming up here on the Dan Levitard Show.